have Fred Taylor and Maurice Jones-Drew? Are they interchangeable, or do you look for different things when each is in them?
Well, I mean, I think they like to throw the ball to Drew a little more than they like to throw it to Taylor. But, you know, when you talk about them running the ball, you know, they're not drawing up any plays differently for one guy or the other. They're both running them well, you know, averaging. One's over five and one's close to five. So really two good backs, you know, complete backs. They can run. Both can catch, you know, screens. Drew's out of the backfield. And then block, you know, they block.
How rare is it, Mike, to face an offense where everyone that you see that they throw out there is just big? I mean, from the quarterback to the running backs.
It's the National Football League. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, we play against a lot of big guys every week. You know, the lines are big. You know, backs run hard. So, I mean, I don't know what size is going to matter. You know, everybody's big every week.
Mike, a lot of people talk about this as a team that's scary. No one wants to face them, but you guys are coming off the bye, 16-0. You like flying under the radar?
Well, who said they didn't want to play him?
Well, you know, a lot of people say this is scary.
Who
team.
Said it?
Well, just a lot of...
In this locker room?
No, just a lot.
Right, exactly. So, I mean, we play whoever's up. You know, we got to play. You know, they beat a good Pittsburgh team last week, and now, so, you know, now it's our turn to try to take them, you know, and play against them.
Mike, does Garrard present any different problems for you guys as far as challenges, as far as his mobility compared to some other quarterbacks you've seen?
Well, I mean, I think that, you know, his ability to stay efficient and be really smart with the ball and make some big-time throws, coupled with the fact that when you look at the game last week, 4th and 2, with their season on the line, you know, they got a lot of options. Drew and Taylor, to run the ball with, they chose to keep it in his hands. So I think that tells you where their confidence level is with him getting 2 yards against Pittsburgh's defense.